Welcome back to Foul Play by Play. It's time for our weekly cheats of the week. Our honorable mention this week goes to an old cheat. Former Texas Rangers first baseman Rafael Palmeiro at 53 got a hit in his second at-bat with the Independent League's Claiborne Railroaders, the same team for which his son Patrick plays. Patrick also had a hit and made a great play at third base, throwing over to his dad at first to complete it. ESPN's Tim Kirchen said on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz, there's no way Palmeiro makes it back to the majors because teams want nothing to do with him after lying under oath about using performance-enhancing drugs. What's your quick take on PEDs in sports there, Mike?
I'll keep this one brief since I've been rambling on. I am, sadly to say, totally for him. I think unless you're going to take a hard line on every kind of enhancement thing from Band-Aids to whatever, I mean, they're making the game better. Baseball was saved because of PEDs.
Speaking of baseball, our bronze medalist this week is Seattle Mariners All-Star second baseman Robinson Cano, who was suspended 80 games for use of the banned substance furosemide, a diuretic commonly used to mask performance-enhancing drug use. Cano said in a statement that he was given the substance by a licensed doctor in the Dominican Republic to treat a medical condition. Furosemide is used to treat fluid retention in people with congestive heart failure, liver disease, or kidney disorders, as well as high blood pressure or hypertension. Under MLB's drug policy, a player is not automatically suspended for use of a diuretic unless MLB can prove he intended to use it as a masking agent. Cano reportedly tested positive for the drug prior to the season and appealed the potential suspension, but MLB has apparently been able to prove his intent, resulting in Cano dropping his appeal, which will cost him $11,850,000. Your thoughts, Mike?
I actually love this story, and I love Robbie Cano for the fact that he broke his hand, and that's going to cut into the suspension. A big deal. I mean, that's the big talk around now. Everybody's pissed off about that. I love it, though. It's going to cut into a suspension. Sadly to say, these guys are risking their body to perform better. I'm not saying they should have to be forced to risk their body, but to me, that's I'm not going to say honorable, but they're making themselves better athletes, which... Whatever, I'll leave it at that.
Our silver medalist for Cheat of the Week is Minnesota Timberwolves assistant coach Rick Brunson, who resigned amid allegations of improper interactions with several women while on the job, according to The Athletic's John Krasinski. Brunson was still married despite admitting to an extramarital affair with a massage therapist in June 2014 that resulted in him being charged with attempted criminal sexual assault, criminal sexual abuse, aggravated battery, and domestic battery. Brunson was acquitted of all charges. That's quite the cheat.
It sounds like he had a good defense attorney.
It does, doesn't it? Gold medalist, New Orleans running back Mark Ingram not only failed a drug test and was suspended 4 games for a drug permissible with the proper use exemption from the NFL, but will also sit out voluntary organized team activities entering a contract year. I probably don't need to tell you, Mike, but Ingram had one of his best seasons last year, scoring 12 touchdowns and setting career highs in rushing yards.
So it seems like those PEDs are working, huh?
It certainly did, but they won't be working in his contract year, unfortunately. And with Alvin Kamara, you know, set to play those 4 games, he's going to be suspended. It doesn't look good for him next year. Okay, those are the cheats of the week, and we'll be right back with more headlines. Welcome back to Foul Play by Play. It's time for our weekly cheats of the week. Our honorable mention this week goes to an old cheat. Former Texas Rangers first baseman Rafael Palmeiro at 53 got a hit in his second at-bat with the Independent League's Claiborne Railroaders, the same team for which his son Patrick plays. Patrick also had a hit and made a great play at third base, throwing over to his dad at first to complete it. ESPN's Tim Kirchen said on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz, there's no way Palmeiro makes it back to the majors because teams want nothing to do with him after lying under oath about using performance-enhancing drugs. What's your quick take on PEDs in sports there, Mike?
I'll keep this one brief since I've been rambling on. I am, sadly to say, totally for him. I think unless you're going to take a hard line on every kind of enhancement thing from Band-Aids to whatever... I mean, they're making the game better. Baseball was saved because of PEDs.
Speaking of baseball, our bronze medalist this week is Seattle Mariners All-Star second baseman Robinson Cano, who was suspended 80 games for use of the banned substance furosemide, a diuretic commonly used to mask performance-enhancing drug use. Cano said in a statement that he was given the substance by a licensed doctor in the Dominican Republic to treat a medical condition. Furosemide is used to treat fluid retention in people with congestive heart failure, liver disease, or kidney disorders, as well as high blood pressure or hypertension. Under MLB's drug policy, a player is not automatically suspended for use of a diuretic unless MLB can prove he intended to use it as a masking agent. Cano reportedly tested positive for the drug prior to the season and appealed the potential suspension, but MLB has apparently been able to prove his intent, resulting in Cano dropping his appeal, which will cost him $11,850,000. Your thoughts, Mike?
I actually love this story, and I love Robbie Cano for the fact that he broke his hand, and that's going to cut into the suspension, a big deal. I mean, that's the big talk around now. Everybody's pissed off about that. I love it, though. It's going to cut into a suspension. Sadly to say, these guys are risking their body to perform better. I'm not saying they should have to be forced to risk their body, but to me that's I'm not going to say honorable, but they're making themselves better athletes, which... Whatever, I'll leave it at that.
Our silver medalist for Cheat of the Week is Minnesota Timberwolves assistant coach Rick Brunson, who resigned amid allegations of improper interactions with several women while on the job, according to The Athletic's John Krasinski. Brunson was still married despite admitting to an extramarital affair with a massage therapist in June 2014 that resulted in him being charged with attempted criminal sexual assault, criminal sexual abuse, aggravated battery, and domestic battery. Brunson was acquitted of all charges. That's quite the cheat.
And it sounds like he had a good defense attorney.
It does, doesn't it? Gold medalist, New Orleans running back Mark Ingram not only failed a drug test and was suspended 4 games for a drug permissible with the proper use exemption from the NFL, but will also sit out voluntary organized team activities entering a contract year. I probably don't need to tell you, Mike, but Ingram had one of his best seasons last year, scoring 12 touchdowns and setting career highs in rushing yards.
So it seems like those PEDs are working, huh?
It certainly did, but they won't be working in his contract year, unfortunately. And with Alvin Kamara, you know, set to play those 4 games, he's going to be suspended. It doesn't look good for him next year. Okay, those are the cheats of the week, and we'll be right back with more headlines.